Welcome to Vibe 107.6. That was Tom Walker with Leave a Light On, and now I'm joined in the studio by Brother Zulu. Hi, guys.
Hello. Hey.
I've got Max, Lawrence and Noah, yes?
That's right.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's a good start. Can you say what you guys do in the band?
I'm Max. I'm a singer, or the singer, and I also write the songs as well.
Nice.
I'm Lawrence. I produce the songs, and I play keys and also co-write with Max.
Very nice.
I'm Noah, I'm the bass player for Brother Zulu, and I'm also a songwriter as well.
Oh, brilliant. There you go. Good to have you all here. First off, Lawrence, I've been told to ask you this question. Why are you called Brother Zulu?
Here we go.
Yeah, so essentially the name came from the fact that we're trying to mix loads of genres together. So we're trying to get ideas, musical ideas from different parts of the world and different musical cultures. And the idea basically is that back in the day, Britain and the UK was in a war in the South Africa.
Yeah.
And then obviously, like, back then, there was a whole like animosity between two different cultures, and it to a war.
Oh, I see.
And the idea is that Brother Zulu is kind of the opposite of that. It's kind of, now we're kind of, you know,
together.
All together, exactly. All the ideas together, and then doing it musically.
That was a brilliant answer. There you go. He's even got a round of applause.
That was good.
So you guys are a five-piece band. Yeah. Where are the other two?
Well, I don't know.
There were only two microphones.
Fair enough. That probably did make it slightly awkward. What are the other two's names, and what do they do in the band?
So we got Alex Hillman on guitar, like an amazing guitarist.
Nice.
And we've got Yusuf Abukalik on drums, and he's also this Don level engineer.
That's
and
cool.
Genius in general.
How is it to make music with so many different instruments? Because there's a lot of variety in there, isn't there?
A lot of it actually comes from Max's mouth as well. All the trumpets on the second track is actually all human made.
Wow. There is no keyboard. It's in your head. Right. How did you guys start making music together? How did this all begin?
I met Lawrence about 2 years ago when we were kind of doing some session work, and yeah, we kind of got together and started writing, and I think Lawrence was already halfway there with making the band, weren't you? And then it was a uni thing, and they kind of all went their separate ways, and then he was looking for a singer, then I was there at the right time, I suppose.
Oh, right time, right place.
Yeah, exactly.
What a story. Yeah. There you go. And who are your main kind of influences? I know that's a very generic question, but you guys are quite varied, so I'm quite interested to know exactly where it comes from.
Well, I think it's good that we've kind of all the members in. So obviously it started off kind of at the beginning, like a union band, and then obviously Max got involved, and we kind of drove it to quite far. And now it's a five piece, and it's just everyone's ideas, and everyone is trying to make sure everyone can just bring their own ideas into it. Like, I know my background is very much kind of James Blake, D'Angelo thing, like a big wide range, like a load of jazz in there as well. But
I heard a lot of jazz as well. Lawrence, do you want to introduce your first song?
Yeah, so this is Lately. Yeah, it's based on quite a really kind of poppy hook, and then we completely reharmonized it and saw where we could go.
Awesome. Right, well, this is Lately by Brother Zulu. Lately, I've been lonely, but I need someone to feed. Lately, I've been lonely. We'll be right back. lately by Brother Zulu here on Vibe 107.6. I'm Sam Brown and I'm joined by Brother Zulu. They're right in front of me. How are you guys?
Doing good.
I'm
doing
warm.
Doing good.
I'm nice and warm.
That's good to hear because it's very cold outside,
yeah,
isn't it?
Freezing. Yeah.
Noah, you're the newest member of the band.
I am, yes.
How did that come about? How did you end up joining the band?
Yeah, well, I've known Max and Lawrence for about 3 or 4 years now, I think. So we've been playing together, doing various sessions.
Oh, cool.
And so we've always been collaborating, doing different things, playing music together. And it wasn't until kind of the last year, 2 years, we started to talk about doing some original collaborations, working on things. So we started bouncing some ideas back and forth to each other, doing some songwriting. And then eventually it kind of came to the point where they were looking for a bass player. They knew that I was kind of a natural point to be going to be referencing with things. So came down for rehearsal, got on really well with the rest of the guys. I had suggested the guitar player actually to get involved with us first.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
So Alex kind of joined before I did.
Oh,
interestingly.
Cool.
And then I came along, and it was just kind of a matter of time till it all kind of fell into place. So now, keeping it going.
Is that how it happened, Lawrence?
That is
he's smiling away over there, like, is that actually how it happened?
Who are you?
I saw the artwork when I was listening to you guys on Apple Music. I thought it was really cool. Can you tell me about that? Lawrence, I believe you said you made it.
Well, actually, it depends on the... So on Cold,
yeah.
The artwork actually there, so the artwork there actually was done by a guy called Ramon Jose.
Oh, cool.
And he's a friend of mine, and he's a great like designer, animator, and graphic designer. But yeah, it was basically just, it's mostly, most of them have been put together just because we've had music to need to release it and happen to need some form of image to go with it. So it's been like mostly me on some free software quickly, sticking stuff together, playing around with effects until it looks kind of okay.
Well, last minute works most of the time, doesn't it? You know? So you guys all chip in with the writing. How does that work? Do you each write your own separate parts, or do you all write together, as a group?
I think since we've become a five-piece, I think the kind of writing strategy's changed a bit, which has been really fun, I think. You know, it used to just be kind of me and Lawrence, and I'd send a vocal idea, a melody idea, and Lawrence would put his magic on. But I think now that we've got, you know, Noah and Alex involved, it's kind of, we all kind of put our own part in, you know.
Nice.
So it might start off with a little kind of groove that Lawrence has come up with, and it would just get sent round, and we all just have a bit of fun putting our own...
We have
a
Dropbox folder of magic, in a way.
Yes.
Everything lives. So whenever someone comes up with an idea, or sometimes me and Max will be doing a duo or trio gig, and we'll be sound checking, he'll just come up with some brilliant idea. So I record it on my phone, and it goes to age like a fine wine.
Oh, cool. It's a bucket list.
Bring up
wine in an interview. I mean, perfect. Would you guys say that you all have like a similar taste in music, and therefore the writing like works really well, or does it work because you're all so different?
I think it's having like a nice common ground.
Mm.
Like definitely, I think we've all come from different backgrounds, but we have like a nice shared centre, which is good, because then obviously like every now and then someone will come up with some really crazy stuff. Alex, for example, really jazz background, will come up with this really, really intense, really, really creative ideas and stuff like that. And then we'll try and kind of, obviously we'll have to take our interpretation, which is not from our world.
Awesome.
But then that leads to really interesting results. And I think it's the same with all of us, really. We have all kind of our own sides to give.
Brilliant.
And it kind of always combines that centre and kind of becomes something eventually through the machine.
It's amazing. Brilliant. Now, Max, I think it's time to listen to some more music. Do you want to introduce your next track?
Yeah, this is one of the first kind of songs we stuck out. I think it was kind of the first time where we kind of really experimented with kind of mashing up two different kind of styles and putting them together. So this is Al Cool by Brother Zulu.
No guns, no change, your game is up. I know you just wanna make it pop, yeah. It's on us. The fire burns brighter, this lighter for me. You can't find it. Not 10 miles in the sky that you know you can't find. You got the feeling.
Da 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 da
Brothers in blue. Yeah.
Brother Zulu here on Vibe 107.6. You're here with me, Sam Brown, and Brother Zulu. They're standing right in front of me. Ooh. In the flesh. You guys are warm now, apparently,
which is
good.
I'm really toasty.
It's good. It's really cold. I actually skidded on the way here in my car. Very scary.
I'm probably going to do that on the way home. So.
Very bad.
It's maybe the last time we see each other, boys.
Lawrence, how was your Uber driver?
No more Uber drivers for Lawrence.
Max, should we be excited about any new music coming out from you guys?
I think we've been studio bunnies, as I call it, for the last, I'd say, 6 months. We're now, I think, getting some really kind of cool songs together, and so we're now focusing more on kind of the liver side of things. So,
nice.
Hopefully, throughout this year, we'll be releasing a few more tunes. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it should be exciting.
That actually brings me on to my next point quite nicely, actually, talking about the production of the tracks, because Lawrence, you're the producer, you're on keyboards, you've got that all nailed down. It sounds amazing. Do you guys sound really different live to how you do on track?
Yes and no.
Okay.
So we've been doing loads of we've been doing a lot of acoustic shows recently, and that's been interesting to kind of explore the tracks in a way that's kind of stripped back without any of the samples that you might launch in. Because I'm used to be able to just have a bank of samples, a bank of synthesizers ready at any time.
Cool, yeah.
And then we go to do, like, say, a so far session, for example. And all of a sudden we'll be kind of sitting there and just be like, okay, well, I've only got one sound to get all the ideas across and I think. But it shows that it's fun to do because you get to explore your own songs.
Yeah.
But what we're trying to do now with the live shows is bring more of that production stuff into the live show, including lighting and everything like that. Really make it almost closer to the tracks, but also try and see what we can do and explore with it live as well, with the same sounds and even further and stuff. So
that sounds really good.
A bit of a balance.
That sounds really exciting. So, Noah, are there any live gigs coming up that we can see all this lighting? I can't wait.
The lights!
So we've got lots of new material that we're going to be debuting as well.
Our
gig on the 22nd of March at the Finsbury.
Oh, cool.
So that's going to be a headline show for us. First one for 2018. So that's going to be really good.
Nice.
Definitely recommend checking that out. We've got some great support acts lined up for that one as well. I think we've got about 3 new tracks that are going to be not released for a while. So it's a great chance to kind of get a sneak peek at what's going on as well. One of the tracks we'll be debuting is going to be the song that's up next called Complicated Chorus.
Well, hold on.
Ooh.
Whoa. Head of the game. Noah, can you tell us how to find you guys on social media so we can kind of follow your music? Any new music you guys release?
Yeah, so if you check out our Instagram, we've got some unique releases coming up through a series we're calling Under a Minute. That kind of runs in parallel to our single releases. Something a bit kind of more under the radar for our fans who are really checking us out, seeing what's going on. We've got a new release coming up in March for another Under a Minute. We've got the one that you're going to be hearing next. And then we've also got our Facebook page, which is more to be able to check out our live gigs and various other media that we're going to be putting out over the next few months, building up to our single release coming up later on this year.
Brilliant. Wow.
That was impressive.
That was very impressive.
That was really well done. Brother Zulu, thank you so much for coming in and speaking to me. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to hear any new music coming out. It's coming out this year, so...
Oh, thank you.
Wonderful. Yeah. Noah, now you can introduce the track.
So, I hope you enjoyed the hype. Here is the track. It's only 57 seconds long. So, take it in as it comes. I hope you'll enjoy it. Here's Complicated Chorus.
My brother Zulu here on Vibe.
I got this complicated chorus, and I'm part of it, babe. I got a complicated chorus, and I'm part of it, babe.
Vibe 107.6.